Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is called out on strikes. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball towards right. Averill catches it and throws to home to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn is thrown out after the base hit. Hefner scores. It's 4-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Odell Hale. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.